This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The government has approved six major proposals with a total investment outlay of around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions taken in Union Cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
Kareeb 95,000 crore rupees ke total faisle aaj ke.
Decisions worth around 95,000 crore rupees have been taken in today's cabinet meeting. These decisions cover several sectors, railways, highways, railway bonus matters and shipbuilding. Major reforms include a fellow program for our human resources and research and development activities, along with an increase in the number of seats in medical education.
The minister said the cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of nearly 70,000 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector. The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus PLB of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. He will inaugurate the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2025 at Greater Noida and also address the gathering on the occasion. It will highlight the state's diverse craft traditions, modern industries, robust MSMEs and emerging entrepreneurs on a single platform. Key sectors that will be represented include handicrafts, textiles, leather, agriculture, food processing, IT, electronics and Ayush, among others. It will also feature Uttar Pradesh's rich art, culture and cuisine under one roof. The trade show will be held till 29th of this month. Later, the Prime Minister will visit Rajasthan and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,100 crore rupees. He will also address a public function at Banswara. Mr. Modi will also interact with PM Kusum beneficiaries. In line with his commitment to transform India's power sector to ensure affordable, reliable and sustainable power supply for all, the PM will lay the foundation stone of Anushakti Vidyut Nigam Limited's Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project worth around 42,000 crore rupees. The PM will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of green energy projects worth around 19,210 crores in Rajasthan. He will inaugurate solar projects at Halodi, Jaisalmer, Jalore and Sikar, among others. The Ministry of Home Affairs has said that the central government has been actively engaged with apex body Leh and Kargil Democratic Alliance on the demand of Sonam Wangchuk related to 6th schedule and statehood for Ladakh. It said that a series of meetings were held with them through the formal channel of the high-powered committee as well as subcommittee and multiple informal meetings with leaders. It added that the process of dialogue through this mechanism has yielded phenomenal results by increasing reservations for Ladakh scheduled tribes from 45% to 84%. In Chhattisgarh, 71 Maoists, including 21 women, surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district yesterday. Police said 30 of them were carrying a combined reward of 64 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered under the influence of the Lone Varatu or Return to Home campaign being run in the district. Officials informed that under the state government's rehabilitation policy, the surrendered Maoists will be provided an incentive of 50,000 rupees each along with other facilities, including skill development training. In the AFC Futsal Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers, India recorded their first ever international futsal victory as they overpowered Mongolia 3-0 in the last Group A clash at Kushayan Al-Moteri Hall in Ardia last evening. In a sport still taking its initial steps on the national front, this landmark result may well mark a turning point in the Indian futsal. India had already been eliminated from the qualifiers following defeats against Kuwait and Australia. However, with the victory against Mongolia, India ended third in Group A. In cricket, India stormed into the final of Asia Cup 2025, beating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the Super Fours at Dubai International Cricket Stadium yesterday. After being invited to bat first, India scored 168 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs, with Abhishek Sharma 75 off just 37 balls and Hardik Pandya's 38 run innings in the slog overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.